This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
This is Monster in My Podcast.
And this is The Perryton.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Hey, Gary, I missed a joke at the end of the last one. I just want to put it in. The Pegasus says, hold my oatmeal stout.
Oh,
because
there
of the oats. Yeah, there we are. Yeah. So, okay. Now with that bit of old business cleared up, Perryton.
What's up? It could just be oat stout, too. Sometimes it's oatmeal stout, but I've had, like, oat stouts before as well.
Yeah.
Stout is a versatile beer.
It really is. It is a medium, not a genre.
Yes.
Yeah.
Unlike the Perryton, who does one thing.
Yeah, steals your heart.
Yeah.
So I was curious about this because this kind of seemed like one of those things that would have been like the harpy or the siren, something that was pulled from actual mythology. Like, you know, an eagle that has a stag's head, that feels like a very obvious, like, Norse kind of thing. Gary, they pulled this. They took this from the work of Borges.
Yeah.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. Yeah. It's very strange. It's shown up in a bunch of stuff too. Like, when I was looking at, like, this is one of the few Monsters Manual entries that has a in books and manga section on its Wikipedia. So
sorry, that's really funny.
Yeah, very, very, very strange. And if you want to fight one in a video game, you can do that in Sugunai : Atonement. I heard on PlayStation 2. I don't know what the fuck that is.
Let me change my Gamefly queue real quick.
Yeah, let's get some Sugunai. Yeah. Sugunai looks real bad. This looks like a real, like, D-minus tier survival horror game to me.
Ugh. Yeah. A lot of PS2 games look like that, though.
That's true. This is like the canonical, like, shitty PS2 cover for an Atlas game. Like, what is this nonsense? So it's, you know, bird with a stagged head. Like, just when you think that you're, like, 100% done with the something with something else's head,
right?
They give it this cool heart angle,
right? So it is deadly accurate with its claws. And the Perryton uses every single part of the heart, not just for food, but also it can't finish unless it has a heart.
Yeah, it makes it horny.
Yep.
It requires a fresh beating heart to reproduce, and they don't say why or how. They don't say if they, you know, they say they eat it, but then there's a sentence, and I feel like I maybe missed something.
Uh-huh.
Like, once a Perryton has eaten a heart, its shadow changes into that of its normal form, and the creature becomes fertile.
Right.
What is its shadow ordinarily?
The shadow, this is toward the beginning of the entry, Perrytons normally cast the shadow of an adult human being rather than those of their own form, which is a cool detail and is a magical realism, you know, Borges thing. I'm really self-conscious about pronouncing that name correctly.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how it goes.
Yeah.
Borges, Borges.
Yeah.
Borges. Borges. I'm trying not Borges.
No.
But it's so they have to have their shadow right, which makes me think, like, could I come if my shadow was a monster?
Absolutely, like, if I look down you'd and like be so distracted.
Yeah, I couldn't stop looking at it. And then, so maybe that's just what it is. It just, like, makes you feel secure, like, oh, I'm not under, like, a you know, a Roma curse. Like, I can finally nut.
Right. Now's my chance to not deliver a fucked up shadow monster child.
Yeah.
Huh. I think we actually came upon something very cool.
Yeah, we figured it out.
Yeah.
Other than that, I'm kind of disappointed in them. Like, they're just monsters.
Yeah, they're monsters. They're these animals, but they smell like humans.
That's real kind of dumb. Like, does that feel to you? Like, I haven't actually read any Borgo. I never read any of the Booger Man or whatever this guy's name is.
Right.
But does this that reads to me like a monster that is shaped around a plot device you want to have happen.
Yeah.
Like, I smelled it. It was a human. And I saw its shadow as a human. And then it turns out to be this monster that has the power to disguise itself in exactly the way that it was needed for the plot at that point.
Yeah. I mean, it feels very magical realism as it would be.
Yeah. And I've always been a little bit cool on the old magical realism genre.
Yeah.
Your chocolates.
This is actually pulled from a book that I'm kind of curious about. I think it might be available in English. The Book of Imaginary Beings, which is Borges's take on updating a fictional medieval bestiary with magical beasts of his own devising.
Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah. There's some classics in this too, but it's just him writing stories about these things.
Yeah. It was also a minor villain in the Cinnabar Box, a fantasy novel that takes place, in Johto.
Hmm.
So, or Kanto. Fuck.
trapped. Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.